Que candongo!
Can you see them, my lady?
Not yet. Oh, wait a minute. Here's Euthanasia. I was beginning to give up on you. We're moving off.
We're fools not to accept your mother's invitation and send the horses down early. As it is, my groom only got here an hour or two ago. My mount's as jumpy as a debutant first ball.
What about Mr. Pamuk? I gather if he takes a tumble, you'll be endangering world peace.
Don't worry about Kamal. He knows what he's doing on a horse.
Well, where is he?
Fussing. He's rather a dandy.
And I can see him now, a funny little foreigner with a wide, toothy grin and hair reeking of pomade.
I wouldn't quite say that. Here he is now.
Lady Mary Crawley, I presume.
You presume right.
Sorry to be so dishevelled. We've been on a train since dawn and we had to change in the shed.
You don't look dishevelled to me. Lynch, you don't have to stay with me.
But his lordship asked me to.
It's a waste of your day. Help Mr. Napier's man get their things back to the house.
His lordship said...
Don't worry. I'll look after her.
We'll make it our business to keep her from harm, I promise.
I hope the day is living up to your expectations.
He's exceeding them in every way.
And where's Mr. Napier?
He's gone over the bridge, look.
Oh.
And what about you? Will you follow him? Or will you come over the jump with me?
Oh, I was never much one for going round by the road.
Stay by me and we'll take it together.